This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Climate Tech VC Said Ghana has reached the final close of its first fund, which aims to back up to 30 early-stage startups in Africa and Europe. The VC firm reached a final close of €8 million, $8.6 million, following commitments from family offices and high-net-worth individuals, including Maurice Levy of the Publicis Group and Backmarket co-founder Thibaut Hugues de la Rose. Said Ghana founder and general partner Romain Diaz told TechCrunch that the firm decided to close the fund early, missing initial targets owing to the difficult fundraising environment, which is worse for first-time fund managers, to focus on investing and supporting portfolio companies. We launched the fund mid-2022, and we have raised in the most challenging time since 2015. We have managed to make 13 investments, and we know that with the current capital commitments, we can execute upon our strategy of investing in 30 companies in this first fund, including follow-on investments, said Diaz. This also paves the way for a new fund in a few years, and it's likely that we launch different funds with different strategies, maybe one for Europe and another for Africa, but that will come in later. For now, we are really focused on getting this fund right, he said. The VC firm invests up to €300,000, $325,000, in early-stage startups, working on mitigating and building resilience to climate change, with a bias for mobility, food and agriculture, energy, industry, buildings, and the circular economy subsectors. Its investees in Africa include Amini, a startup bridging the environmental data gap in Africa, Maisie Mobility, a Kenyan mobility-as-a-service startup working to develop a network of battery-swapping infrastructure, Cubic, which upcycles plastic and has operations in Ethiopia, and Revivo, a B2B marketplace selling electronic spare parts, giving products like phones a new lease on life. In Europe, Said Ghana has invested in Orbio Earth, Yeasty, Loi, Arda, Faltsoon, and Firmify. Diaz founded the VC firm after a decade of experience in the venture space in several African countries, including Morocco and South Africa, where he co-founded and ran a venture studio. I ran it for like 5 years, and about 6 years ago, I started to really have the awakening to the extent of climate change. That's where I decided to channel all the knowledge from my previous experience, but on a bigger scale, while focusing solely on investing in climate tech founders, he said. Diaz launched the VC firm upon moving to Europe, where he said there are adequate investment networks, especially those focused on investments, targeting founders at the pre-seed stage. Said Ghana's focus on Africa was also driven by the fact that it is the most vulnerable continent despite contributing the least amount of greenhouse gas emissions. They recently appointed Anil Maguru as partner to drive their Africa strategy. We are entering the continent to pursue green growth objectives, so deploying renewable energy, low-carbon buildings, mobility solutions, and so on. But we are also keen on investments driving adaptation to climate change, because, unfortunately, the reality is that climate change is upon us, and we require solutions already. This is especially for people on the front line, who are often vulnerable communities, mainly women, people of color, and low-income communities that are more exposed to the effects of climate change, said Diaz. From an impact perspective, it's important for us to invest in solutions which traditionally receive only a tiny fraction of VC money, he said. Said Ghana is among the new funds that are dedicated to the African climate tech sector. These funds include Africa People and Planet Fund by Novastar Ventures, Equators Fund, and the Catalyst Fund. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. you'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.